why for you was this the right place?
I mean, this is home for me now. I think they expressed the most interest, and when I kind of looked into, you know, who the Bills are coming off of a opportunity at the playoffs and what they're trying to build and the culture here, I mean, I was super excited to join the cause. I think it was a perfect fit for me.
And explain that, the fit as defensive scheme and your role and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what coach is looking for here as far as blue-collar guys, a scheme, guys that are passionate, trying to build a culture, kind of that just tough blue-collar mentality, winning, playing together, just competing. I mean, just talked to the strength coach and about the off-season plans, about how it's kind of a little bit more like almost like college again, like where we're competing, but we're getting better, but we're splitting up into teams and everything's a competition, and just kind of stirring up that culture. I mean, I couldn't be more excited to be a part of that.
And what's the status with your knee?
Really good. It's all been going booking really well, right where I need to be. So it might be fairly limited when I first get here on April 16th, but from that standpoint, I mean, right on board with where we need to be and expected to make a full recovery.
September will be 13 months, I think, since the injury, so you envision pretty good. Should be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let the trainers kind of make the timelines from that standpoint, what they expect, but the goal is to play in the season, and that's my goal, and I'll be ready to compete and contribute from that standpoint.
Could you expound about the fit that you talked about? It's a good fit for you. Why exactly? What do you see yourself doing this defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that their biggest goal is to bring in and help the guys that are here already be more disruptive and disrupt the passer, disrupt the backfield. And I think when you can get after the quarterback and get TFLs and do your job from that standpoint, stop the run and put pressure on the passer, I mean, you're talking about winning games from that standpoint. So I think In the scheme and what he wants me to do, I'm excited to try to compete for a job and find a way on the field and help out the team any way I can.
Trent, as excited as you were to sign here yourself, just seeing how the D-line has kind of taken shape here in the last three or four days, you know, Kyle coming back, Stars on, you have Jerry on the other side, just the thoughts that start running through your head as a defensive lineman, knowing the guys you're likely going to be lining up alongside and what you guys might be doing.
Yeah, I mean, from that standpoint, you almost can't help but start salivating, knowing who you're working with. I mean, the type of mentality those guys have, their work ethic. Lorenzo's already in there in the weight room grinding it out this morning. So knowing that, like, that's the expectation, that's what I'm coming into. These guys are going to want to work, find new ways to pass rush, new ways to beat guys. I mean, I couldn't be happier about it. As an individual, yeah, you want to push yourself, but when you have guys that are going to push you too and you can push them and work together, that's what it's all about. So,
two-part question. Were you concerned at all that the suspension that you had last summer, would be a problem for you going forward, possibly with the team you're on or a potential new employer? And B, what was the discussion about that with the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of let my agent handle most of the discussions directly with the Bills, so I don't know if that came up fully, but I served that last year and kind of put it behind me, so I knew that it was a learning point, learn from that and can move forward and put myself in the best position so it can never happen again. But that's been served and taken care of, and so I'm full force moving forward.
Trent, looking at you missing an entire year, the year you had in 2016, how much do you feel you might have to prove all over again, and how eager are you to get back out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the type of player that always has a chip on my shoulder. Really, it's just kind of how I play and how I play better. But after 2016 and people saying that, that could have been a fluke, we're not expecting him to do that, I mean, I was humming in training camp, ready to have an even better season, and couldn't have been more excited. So, I mean, I was heartbroken. I had an injury in the first week of the sixth play of the preseason game, but knowing that the foundation I had laid down and the work and where I've been rolling this offseason, I mean, I couldn't be more excited to prove everybody that, prove everyone here right, that I'm who they think I am. prove my family right, kind of the team, make all the, you know, the fans proud to have me on their team. And so I couldn't be more happy. And it just only more motivation to grind out the rest of this off season and get here and get working.
Did they, I've read, you know, I know you went up and down on playing weight because they wanted you to get bigger. Mm. Was it 267 pretty much in 15 and 16 when the season happened?
Yeah, I was pretty much 265, kind of fluctuated between that 58 and 65 range.
Right. You mentioned toughness, you know, and we know about your background in Arizona. I mean, was it from McDermott that was he the one who kind of sold you on toughness and talked about that blue-collar mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing it repeatedly, so I don't think it's just him selling that toughness approach anymore, but sat down in his office and what he's looking for and, you know, why he was sold on me. And I think it's just that toughness, that passion. And he said he's kind of followed my career and seen it at Stanford, seen it at the Redskins, saw how I played at the Senior Bowl, like just bringing that kind of relentless passion every play. And that's how I play the game. I think that's how it's meant to be played. So couldn't be more excited to bring that here.
Talk a little bit on that play back in that preseason.
Yep.
What were the circumstances that led to that?
Yeah, basically the circumstances were it was kind of like a lead play to my side. I was setting the edge off of the right side, and our inside linebacker came and pretty much blasted the fullback and depleted him into my leg. So it was really, you can't blame anybody because he did his job to the best he could have done it. But, you know, the outcome was somebody's basically entire body getting thrown into my knee planted when I was doing my job as well. So, unfortunate circumstance, but it's really nobody's fault. So, I kind of have to just live to fight another day.
You talked earlier about the depth on the defensive line that this team has built. Do you have any expectation in terms of playing time and how that might be juggled?
I just want to compete and find a way on the field, really. I mean, the end of the day, help the team win. So however that happens, however that plays up, I hope I can hit the opposite color.
You played both on the end and the interior as a pass rusher. You okay? Is that, you feel comfortable either way, or kind of doing any of that regarding situational, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, compete really any position I can get on the field or whatever the coaches draw up, different packages. I'd be happy to do them both, but I feel comfortable inside, outside, moving around. I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of have to beat hands and get down the edges of guys, so I'm excited for either.
There were reports, that a bunch of teams were interested or had called your agent on you. I mean, what sense did you have on that, and you know, how does that make you feel that there was, you know, bidding for you?
Yeah, I think, it was definitely took a lot of pride that everyone kind of recognized the work and caliber player I was after the injury and the off season, and how many teams expressed interest, but for me, I mean, the Bills were the most aggressive, and that's where I wanted to be. So I just couldn't. I mean, it was a no-brainer. That's why we got to it so quick.
Was there any anxiety about that? I'm talking about recovering from this injury, knowing this is such a long timetable, and teams have to some degree take a leap of faith that you're going to be everything they want you to be come September. How did that go through your mind, and what was your thought process like through these last?
I've had a lot of great coaches over the years that have taught me that you can't control what you can't control, and just focusing on the task at hand. So I think it's tougher for my family and loved ones to kind of see, you know, their son or their brother in limbo and not know about the future. But for me, I put myself in kind of a hole in the wall in Columbus, Ohio, and I've just been dragging sleds and grinding it out, and I couldn't be more at peace the entire time. So just knowing that I put myself in a good situation, that whatever team took the leap of faith and recognized what I could bring to the table, they were going to get not only what they expected, but more. And that's kind of the approach I took.
What do you know about the area, the fan base? It looks like you haven't played before. So.
Yeah, kind of every day learning more and more. But so far, the fan base is incredible. I mean, talk about open arm welcome and a passionate fan base. I mean, super stoked to have that behind me and be part of that family now. And that's really as far as I've gotten. I drove in last night at 1:30, took the drive up here because I couldn't wait, and drove through the snow, and that's about all I could see. So I'm pumped, though. I mean, from some of the tweets and Instagram posts and everyone reaching out, I couldn't be more excited.
Trent, in addition to just
talking to Coach, obviously, and getting a feel for here. Do you do any homework on your own, like in terms of how is the history of the scheme performed, things like that? I mean, because Coach McDermott's defense has routinely been top 10 in run D and in set.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you kind of always want to look at the picture from top to bottom, but again, there's so many uncontrollables in this league, and especially with injuries and how it all plays out, that it's hard to ever figure any of that out. So I just kind of was excited about the passion, the way the team's direction is moving, and that's kind of on the rise, and that I wanted to be part of something exciting, and I couldn't ask for more.
So you could have got a flight from Columbus this morning, but instead you go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What connection do you have to Ohio State, or is that just where you plan to be working out? Or?
I don't. I just found an old school gym there that's kind of the salt of the earth, and I knew that's kind of what I needed right now, so that's where I went.
Really? How did that connection come out?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up reading about this gym when I was a kid, to be honest, and had an invitation to go and train there, and knew, you know, it could be another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It could add a gear that I've never even had before on the field. And so I was very excited about a new – I mean, again, it was something new, kind of anxious about, like, man, this is a small risk, but I think it's going to pay off big time. So I couldn't be happier to do rehab and train there.
And how long were you there?
I've probably been there 10 or 11 weeks now.
What's your training regimen like there?
It's very, very old school, but it's a lot of work volume. I'd have to get the numbers for you, but it's pretty ridiculous. But, I mean, dragging sleds, squatting, doing different things, and for where I'm at out of the injury, it's definitely remarkable, some of the turnarounds that they've had.
Squatting right now?
Last week was the first time I got under the bar and squatted 475.